Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting third, the second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock bunts towards the mound. Hook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Bauschi moves to second. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hook covering, for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 0 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hubbs reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. Bertel drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hickman out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mantilla moves to second. Bob Anderson now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Mantilla scores. Neal moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Robertson now playing shortstop. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Vertel and he is out, Robertson applying the tag. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 1 in the game. Hook takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Hook moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a line drive into right field. Altman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. Hook scores. Hickman goes all the way around to score. Mantilla moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauschi strikes out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Elio Chacon pinch runs for Cliff Cook. Barney Schultz now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks has Thomas trapped. There's the throw to Bertel and over to Santo, who tags Thomas for the out. Chacon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Elio Chacon now playing shortstop. Felix Mantilla now playing third base. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Bob Will pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Momor Hard pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Momor Hard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehard hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hickman bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubs covering, for the out. Hook moves to second. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hook moves to third. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John DeMeritt now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.